The pair walked on again for a while in silence, and then, "Enfield," said Mr. Utterson, "that's a good rule of yours." "Yes, I think it is," returned Enfield. "And for all of that," continued the lawyer, "there's one point I want to ask. I want to ask the name of that man who walked over the child." "Well," said Mr. Enfield, "I can't see what harm it would do. It was a man by the name of Hyde." "Hmm," said Mr. Utterson. "What sort of a man is he to see?" "He's not easy to describe. There is something wrong with his appearance, something displeasing, something downright detestable. I never saw a man I so disliked. And yet I scarce know why. He must be deformed somewhere. He gives a strong feeling of deformity, although I can't specify the point. He's an extraordinary-looking man, and yet I really can name nothing out of the way. No, sir, I can make no hand of it. I can't describe him, and it's not for want of memory, for I declare I can see him this moment."